comes big weights, easily.
I usually do this, start with a straight bar, because I think it's a great exercise. Both for building strength, but also for keeping the mobility in the biceps, you know. You have to have good flexibility to be able to do it. And then after that, I usually start in the bottom of the rack, making 5 to 10 reps in each and increasing the weight until I fail to hit 6-7 reps.
Nice.
So, Magnus, what's all the
time? You're listening to the Real Ass Dude podcast. I'm Luis J. Gomez, joined by Zach Amico, the Puerto Rican sniper. And my girlfriend, Kim something.
Hi.
Shut up, bitch. I'm just kidding. We were laughing.
The N-word.
Me and Kim were laughing earlier. I was beating her in public. I guess. I don't know.
That was good. That was some good satire on our part.
Yeah, it was.
Taking down some rivals, dude.
Yeah.
We spoke truth to power. A real powerful podcast.
Hey, big boys, big arms, big muscles, easy lift.
Should we do Cumfest the same weekend as Skankfest?
Yeah. I think we were supposed to get a Skankfest offer, and then we didn't.
Nice.
Wow. Well,
that's war, dude.
Wow, rescinded. Yeah.
How dare they? Yeah. Cumfest. What weekend is Skankfest? You heard it here first, folks. We're doing Cumfest.
Sponsored by Monster Energy.
Whatever weekend Skankfest
is. And that botulism cold brew coffee company.
Yeah. We're going to skip the coffee and just give you botulism straight up.
Yeah. The creek is going to catch on fire and a bunch of people are going to burn to death. And that's the end of... I did the live...
Oh, yeah. We were on that show at the
Podfest.
Stand.
No.
And
not
you
the
left.
Stand.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was abysmal.
What's that? Are you opening my mail?
I'm opening my mail, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh, Adam, here's your chance to open his mail.
Don't open my mail.
Let me. Thank you.
You're going to get stabbed. Stop. Ow. Don't wield knives.
No, oh, fuck. Icy, lick that up. How many times do I have to ask you not to wield knives in my house?
Well, what are you opening, man?
The check for Mack Weldon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. $4 million.
Yeah. You were going to get a cut until you so rudely pulled my mail away from me. Now you're going to get cut. You know what I mean? Get a little slice.
Dude, do not slice me. Do not. Are you threatening to circumcise me because I gave Adam your mail?
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Nothing gives me more of a thrill than breaking a federal law.
I got to change my address.
Oh, yeah. New address.
My shit. Yeah, my bank.
Oh, yeah. You could just do that online.
No, you can't. You have to go into the branch and
bank. I thought you meant like a forwarding.
No, you know. I already did all that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so let's get into it.
Of course.
Black Panther surpasses Titanic in the box office.
Huge. That's right.
And you know what? I'm just going to say it, dude. This is bullshit.
Of course it is.
This is this is fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, the representation is fine.
Yeah.
Do not do better than Titanic.
Not Titanic.
No. Don't disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Never beat a James Cameron movie.
That's white greatness right there.
Well, it's women.
It's white excellence. Thing. It's sluts.
It's white women.
It's slut excellence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rhodes fucked so good she got the
Do you have to call Judge Mathis your black excellency? When you're in court.
Him and Judge Joe Brown.
Look, I already explained your black excellency that the rent, we agreed it was a verb. We had a verb. Verbal contract. I love people do that. All those small claim shows. They think we had a verbal
contract. Yeah.
They think which means someone lied to me and took advantage of me.
Judge Mathis is in the Black Panther. He's
really?
Yeah, he's the head of the Supreme Court.
I used to be a Black Panther, and now I'm a judge.
Was he a Black Panther actually?
Judge Mathis? No, yeah. He was a criminal.
He was in a gang.
He was a Black Panther.
A hoodlum.
Take that. Right, guys?
Yeah.
That terrorist organization. Right?
So what happens in Black Panther? It's the Hutus and the Tutsis.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like squaring off.
Living it up in the Hotel Rwanda.
Hotel Wakanda.
Such a dark ass place. Such a dark ass place.
Fuck, what was the guy's name in it?
Don Cheadle.
I said to the barkeep,
sucked off by
please,
Don Cheadle.
Please bring me my Swisher Sweets.
Yeah.
He said, we haven't had that spirit here since, I don't know, 1975.
When that app came out where you can change people's races, and then they took that option away after 3 days because they were like, this is just a blackface app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone did me, and I looked a lot like Don Cheadle.
I saw that picture.
As a black
you didn't
guy.
Look like Don
Cheadle. I thought I looked ugly. I look like Don Cheadle.
You look like an ugly black guy.
I look like
you
look
Don Cheadle's a movie star
Boogie,
with a lot of
Boogie
charisma.
You look like an ugly, like
ugly black guy with a fucked up Jew nose.
But Don Cheadle has sort
no,
of
he
that.
Doesn't.
Yes, he does. If you look closer. Mm-hmm.
Now, you kind of look like Morgan Freeman playing a sharecropper.
Yeah, the one that's ratting out the other sharecroppers for trying to free themselves from that fucked up economic situation.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the look in your eyes.
Morgan Freeman has like stuff on his face, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he fuck his daughter or step or
he did.
Granddaughter?
He fucked
or
his daughter and his stepdaughter.
He's the greatest actor.
Seriously though, because Woody Allen's getting it big time for his Jewish crimes. Uh-huh. But
no, Morgan Freeman had sex with his whole family.
Seriously, didn't he do something like something weird? Mm-hmm. I thought he did for real. This isn't ringing a bell to either, you motherfucker.
No, I don't remember that at all.
I think he fucked... Yeah, he fucked someone bad.
He fucked someone bad?
Someone that he should not have fucked.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
Thank you.
There was a weird thing he did where he slid it in to a...
She's somehow related and much younger.
Yeah.
And we just let him get a pass because he's got that good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible voice.
It does.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's fucking people I'm not related to. The first time I saw my stepdaughter, I knew I was going to fuck her. Well, now, Miss Dufresne, why don't you come over here and take a seat right on my couch?
Why do they call you red?
Well, take a look at it.
Oh, that is red. That's pretty red.
A black ass dick and the reddest dickhead you've ever seen in your life. I know my bad.
This is how Santa Claus finds his way into Mrs. Claus's pussy. My cock.
He has to do that because the women he fucks still believe in Santa Claus. The only way he can relate to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first time I had sex with my daughter, I knew.
it's like a different Shawshank. It's just for sex offenders.
That morning, we cleaned the roof, and because we did such a good job, the warden brought us all a bunch of frosty child pornography. Nothing like a nice, cool glass of suds while masturbating to child pornography on the roof of the home for the criminally pedophilic, Shawshank, Alabama.
Criminally pedophilic. Yeah, not me. I'm not criminally pedophilic.
Yeah,
I'm
just, you get away with
I
it.
Dabble pedophilic. The hobbyist. I'm a hobbyist pedophilic. Yeah, so you know what, Adam, why aren't the Jews sort of like, hey, you guys are taking our guy down?
We should take down
what
Morgan
about you,
Freeman?
Yeah.
Because we're natural criminal defense attorneys.
That's true. You're
we're not
right.
trying to.
You're making too much money keeping him out
of
course. The home for
we're
the
not
pedophilic.
Trying to take the money out of our pocket.
How about a movie
criminal defense racket?
How about a movie where Sean Penn's character from Carlito's Way, Kleinfeld, is roommates with Sean Penn's character from I Am Sam?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
I
that's good. That's the one where he has like an afro, right?
Yeah. He looks like Carlito.
He looks like Phil.
He looks like Phil.
He's playing Phil, basically. It's Sean Penn being like, oh boy, Carlito, I'm in a real jam here. It's like, why didn't they just hire a Jewish actor? This doesn't make any sense.
I thought he nailed it.
Yeah.
He was very anti-Semitic, which is, I guess, what they were going for.
Yeah, I mean,
the
movie's an Italian playing a Puerto Rican and then like an Irish guy playing a Jew.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he already had Pacino play a Cuban in another movie, in Scarface.
Yeah, I love that line in Carlito's Way when he's like, He's like, I just know that if they catch my Puerto Rican ass above 87th Street, my Puerto Rican ass.
I think that's right around the time
what a fucking retarded career.
I think that's right around the time where he got bad, like where he just screamed.
I remember seeing Carlito's Way when I was a teenager, and I was like, awesome.
Of course.
It's boobs, guns.
Carlito's Way was in there.
My boy John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
It was on HBO a lot, too.
I straight up love John Leguizamo.
Me too, man.
He's great.
Me too.
When he shows up in John Wick, the first time I saw it, I'm like, hell yeah. God.
Hell yes.
I love John Leguizamo.
That little-ass mustache. Salute. Yeah.
I met him on a plane.
What's that,
once.
Punk? Look, I work with your father, all right? I don't know you. When the guy calls him a bitch.
I love that. That movie's the best movie.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite movie is Kill Bill, and my second favorite movie is John Wick.
Yeah.
Really?
I thought your favorite movie was Ice Cream.
That's not...
No, Sam's favorite movie is the Let's All Go to the Lobby to Get Ourselves a Snack video.
Yeah. That's a good video. Woo! The production value is good.
Clapping loudly. Yeah.
Did you cry when you were a little kid watching Willy Wonka when the kid fell in the chocolate river?
Yeah, I wore.
You're like,
wore
this
a fucking,
is an injustice.
I wore a blue. You know how cops have that blue armband?
Yeah, yeah.
I wore one of those
for that guy
for Augustus
for your
Blue.
Fallen brother.
Yep.
Yeah, your fallen German brother.
Also, you know, it was a big moment for me when Fat Bastard was on the screen. I cried, you know?
You felt that?
That was representation.
Did you think that was, like, fat face, though, because he was wearing a suit?
No, it was just not, you know, it was a start.
It was a start.
It wasn't perfect.
Yeah,
kind of like Apu, how Indians feel about Apu.
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, it's
how
a
one
start.
Specific Indian feels about Apu. Did something happen with Apu,
They addressed it one of the new episodes.
What did they say?
I didn't watch. Apparently, it was, like, one
Lisa
line.
Was like, fuck Hindus. And then she sucked off a cow or whatever.
Marge, did you know Apu is a black man now?
Oh, homie, that's great.
Yeah, he's a black man and he's president. Welcome to season 30, everybody.
He was born a woman, though. He's trans black man.
Yeah, were they going to kill
hard
the character?
Because
Tim Dillon texted me and he showed me something that Hari had said about, like, you know, they shouldn't kill off Apu. That he should be competing with Mr. Burns.
What?
Oh, as like a billionaire?
As a billionaire.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
That's a good solution.
But keep the white guy voicing him? Isn't that the central problem? That's the only problem, isn't
that's
it?
No,
what
the
I
problem
thought.
Is the problem is that the show isn't called the Apu Show, and it's about Apu's life as a stand-up comedian that's also a millionaire, but is also kind of allowed to say the N-word sometimes. And like, he's a brown guy, so Kanye on the table saying the N-word casually on the table.
Exactly the same.
Know.
Right.
Parents make both easy, you know, $200,000 a year. Doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the problem. I thought it was because it was Hank Azaria was doing the voice.
No, Hank Azaria is not even in the documentary.
Really?
No.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he refused to be in it.
Good. Good for you. Know what Hank was great in?
His net worth
came
is like,
Polly.
His net worth has got to be like $60 million.
Who?
Hank
Harry
Azaria.
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
No.
Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria.
Everyone
yeah.
in The Simpsons is rich as hell, right?
He's so funny in The Birdcage, too, where he plays
he's great,
their, like,
dude. He's funny
their,
as
boy,
shit.
Their house boy.
Yeah. Yes. Oh,
he's
fuck.
Hilarious.
I forgot that was
yeah,
him.
Yeah, Hank Azaria. Yeah.
Holy shit. I love that movie.
He's amazing. That movie
I think the
is
only
so
movie
good.
That Dan Castellaneta is in that I can think of is he's just sitting in, like, a lawyer's office in War of the Roses.
Hmm.
He's just sitting there, like, reacting to
whatever
the lawyers. The lawyers just, yeah. Boy, that's terrible. You ever see that movie?
No. What is that, about a divorce or something?
Yeah, I think it's Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner.
I think so.
Kathleen Turner?
Right.
Yeah. Ben's aunt?
Ben's aunt,
yeah.
When she had her fastball.
Yeah.
When them titties was looking right.
Yeah, they have a marriage, and the marriage is nice at first. Then it gets bad, and then they destroy their house together.
Do they fuck at the end?
They won't. Neither of them will. He won't sign the divorce papers or something, or they just hate each other.
Yeah, I should watch that. I like movies about divorce where white people's lives are getting destroyed.
Kramer versus Kramer. Kramer versus Kramer is a great movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
Didn't it win the
Oscar? You want the orange juice? What, your mom made orange juice different than this? I'm sorry that this isn't the orange juice the way you wanted it. I'm not a good father for you. Is that what you're saying to me, you little faggot? That's what happens in the movie.
And then he pulls his dick out or whatever. Didn't he get Me Too'd too?
Yeah.
Who, Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretend to be Rain Man. And
yeah.
Definitely a nice pair of titties. Definitely nice.
Please suck my penis.
Yeah, suck this. I got 32 sperms and you put in your mouth.
Can I rape you? Please let me rape you.
Yeah, very good nipples. You got very good nipples. Yeah, excuse me, ma'am.
Very brown asshole. Very brown asshole.
I want to tongue your asshole.
That was like...
Damn, that is the best.
That was one that was.
I want to do that for an hour.
Tom Cruise, Dustin Hoffman. Can a retarded man get head from strangers? What the hell is wrong with you, Ray? Brain Man.
Brain Man. Yeah.
New Line Cinema presents a touching story about a retarded man that just wants to get his dick sucked. Definitely a nice pair of lips on that bitch over there, Ray. Definitely a nice. His name is Ray.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Charlie. Can I suck that woman's tits? God damn it, Ray. I didn't bring you to Vegas to fuck whores. Yes, you did. Oh, right, I did. Brain Man.
There's no other plot. He just takes a retarded guy and fuck a whore in Vegas.
That definitely some good pussy here in Vegas. Definitely a good.
Oh, shit.
I love Brain Man. Damn, that's a good. Yeah, because if you pretend you're retarded, you can just plead criminally pedophilic.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Charlie. She's 8. I didn't know she was 8, Charlie.
Are you kidding me? Numbers are the only thing you understand.
God damn it, Ray. You love counting and fucking. How the hell did you fuck this up? Definitely got my dick too hard. definitely was too horny.
God damn.
We should
start our own movie studio where we make Brain Man. Mm-hmm. We make Brain Man happen. Yeah. We just take turns playing Dustin Hoffman. It's just different actors.
It's like that Mitchell and Webb look sketch where the two actors can't decide who gets to be Sherlock Holmes and who gets to be Watson.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
So like at every time the camera changes, they've switched.
Oh yeah.
That's hilarious. Damn, that was basically the bit I was going for in my head.
Yeah, no, that's they're funnier than you, and it's a good show.
Yeah,
no, they're not funnier, but it is
Mitchell
a good
and
show.
Webb look is better than Peep Show. I know you can't really
I disagree.
The two. Of course you disagree.
Well, one's
you're a
sketch show, one's a sitcom.
I was exactly, literally just saying you can't really compare the two because they're different genres, but Mitchell and Webb look is funnier. That's
I don't probably, know. Peep Show, I think, is a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It is good as hell.
It's so funny.
Here, I got something funny for you right here.
What's that?
My fucking clown ass dick.
You got that
clown ass dick?
I got big ass shoes on my.
Your balls? You both have big ass shoes. Yeah.
You have that Patch Adams nose at the end of your dick.
Mm-hmm. A lot of big red dick episode.
Definitely a red dick. The first time I saw it.
Wow, crossover.
When did you get in?
Yeah, when Brain Man came into the prison, I knew I was going to fuck him. What's your name? Candy Dufresne? Definitely a good nickname for me.
Holy fuck. Damn, folks, that's why you play the games for Candy Dufresne.
Wow.
That's what you do it for, man.
We should end the episode. That's what
the Strawberry Shortshank Prison. The Strawberry Shortshank Redemption.
Come on in here. There's some good pussy over here.
When Candy Dufresne first came in to Shawshank. It was until he was raped by the sisters.
Yeah, the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
The gay villains.
The gay villains. That's
perfect metaphor for society.
Wasn't Dustin Hoffman kind of set up in Me Too, though? It wasn't like... It happened like 50 years ago, and he said like hi, or he grabbed a woman.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he was just like a literal fucking celebrity just getting easy pussy, and you know, he crossed the line once or twice. Look, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. No man has ever been guilty of it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I gotta piss. I should have thought about this before.
That's fine.
Before. The show's okay. 11 minutes till break time.
Oh, break time.
Yeah, we're taking a little lunch break on this episode.
Nice, so I can finish my cake.
I brought some sandwiches.
What kind?
Ham and Swiss.
That's pretty standard.
I like Ham and Swiss.
I like Ham and Swiss. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good.
It's a nice. It's a
hard, you did some hard work all fucking morning long and take
that's
a lunch
like
break.
It's like a little bitch ass English tea sandwich, dude. Ham
I like
Swiss.
It. You know what I'm getting now that I got a kitchen that's clean.
Yeah, your own kitchen.
Yeah, dude. I've been having hibiscus tea. I can already feel my blood pressure dropping. I haven't been checking it because my new thing now is not checking.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, why check?
Yeah,
just either live or die.
Right.
Right.
The choice is yours.
Steve Scott style.
In front of you is a retarded man's penis. Inside of his penis is the key to the shackles around your ankles.
What part of his penis? Right.
But there's a video camera taping you, and if you suck his dick, you'll go to jail for sucking a retarded guy's dick. The worst crime of all.
Definitely get the key out of my
Peter,
penis.
In your life, you neglected your son with Down syndrome to go fuck prostitutes. Now, you have to play a game. Live or die, the choice is yours. Saw 17. Coming to theaters this summer. Black Saw. I know you all done want to play a game.
Woo! Ooga!
Yeah,
for the all-female reboot of Saw. Rihanna, I'm trans. In front of you is my dick. Cut it off, or die.
Replace it with a pussy.
Dr. Spencer, in your life, you refused to cut off my dick, but now you can either cut off my dick or be snapped to death by rat traps.
I've never seen a Saw movie.
Oh, the first one was fun. I mean, the first three are like, you know, okay.
Danny Glover's
they're
in
like,
that too,
they're,
right?
They're like Final Destination.
Danny Glover's in Saw?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no way.
I'm not doing Danny Glover. That's,
oh, right.
That's the
Freeman.
Voice of, of Jigsaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Yeah. Suck my dick or die.
So, and because his name's Jigsaw, we all know what Black Saw's name would be.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, but we all... You all know what we're getting at here. Of course, it's Scrimshaw.
Yeah, it's Scrimshaw.
And now, the end of the movie when I reveal my true name. It's Scrimshaw.
What's Jigsaw's deal? He's just
he
a
has
guy.
Cancer.
He's a clown.
He's a guy that had cancer, and like he wants to get back at people that don't appreciate their lives.
Oh, damn.
Because he's dying of cancer.
God damn, bro. Does just enjoy person, your last couple years.
Does one person live at the end of each one, or are they
all die? Yeah, I think most of them.
Most people live?
Yeah. Somebody that makes it or whatever.
Fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your dick is stuck inside of a Teletubby. You can cut it off or continue fucking the doll. Saw 18.
I mean, I guess I'll just fuck the doll. I don't really want to fuck it, but I mean, I don't want to cut my cock off.
Oh, fuck. Inside of your son's ass, I've inserted a flashlight. It's technically not gay. He's passed out. He wakes up in 12 minutes.
Interesting question. Is that pedophilia?
Pedophilia.
Fucking a fleshlight inside of a child's ass.
In front of you is a half-Indian, half-Japanese comedian. He's going to do an hour and a half of stand-up comedy about the new Samsung Galaxy S8.
Unless you cut your dick off.
Unless you kill yourself with the gun in front of you.
He hasn't even finished.
Yeah. Live or die. The choice is yours.
Can I just kill Lanin?
Oh, no, right. No, you can't.
Well, why not? The gun's right.
He's unkillable. That's cheating. Don't do that part. Yeah. Get out of this room any way you can, except using that door next to you. I couldn't figure out a way to lock it. So don't go through that door, because, look, I've got nine of these rooms.
There's
a lot
ghosts
of,
in there.
I don't know. There's, I can't tell you what's in there, but it's bad,
but
trust
really
me.
It's really bad.
If you think the circular saw attached to your anus with barbed wire is bad, you're really not going to like what's in that room. Don't go through there. Oh,
it's a Jamba Juice.
It's a Panera Bread.
Damn, Saw sounds awesome. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait to go to Panera Bread. I love Panera.
I haven't been to a Panera in
Whenever I hang out with my dad, that's the go-to.
Yeah, that was Lil Venetia's.
He's like, you want to go over to Panera Bread?
Yeah, because parents think it's nice.
You got to lift your dad up out of Panera, dude.
Yeah. Venetia's done with Panera. I take her to good restaurants now.
My dad doesn't do shit. My dad comes home from work and goes to sleep immediately.
I know, dude, but that's why you got to be a nice little, you know? You got to get him back in, dude. Start doing coke with your dad.
Yeah.
You know? Take him to a strip club. Let him fuck a retarded person.
A blip club. Tip club.
Yeah.
Strip club, strip poker.
Pick him back.
Definitely want to play strip poker while we're here, right?
No, definitely. They get naked.
Yeah. I'm already naked. Everybody's like, look how big his dick is. And he's like, he's retarded.
I do feel like retarded people have bigger dicks, man.
Yeah.
You feel that way.
I feel that way.
I feel that way too.
Well, it's because they're always hard.
True.
It's true.
That is true.
The dicks are never go limp.
Never go limp.
Just imagine if you were that easily excited.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just seeing a toothpaste commercial would probably do it for a retarded guy. A lady smiling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those brilliant white teeth. Sparkling.
Just waiting to be destroyed with Reese's. Norman used to have some joke about how much harder it is to fuck a retarded girl in the mouth because it's filled with candy. That wasn't the joke, but the punchline revolved around, you know, because her mouth is filled with candy. Which was so funny to me. R.I.P. Norman.
There was a guy.
Oh, I didn't realize he died.
Yeah, his birthday's coming up.
How old is he getting?
Someone older than you.
Probably like 90 something.
He's like 90.
Yeah, he's got to be like 93 years old.
He's vaping though.
He's so old that his birthday is actually forever. On the Georgian calendar.
Wow.
So it's not even only 10 months.
Mm. Oh, cool. So he can be younger.
Metric months.
Damn, it's fucked up. There's different calendars.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fucked up.
It's so funny that the Chinese are at like year 9,000 and they still like are like, yo, you spit indoor. Like 7,000.
Yeah, they should be in the future.
They don't have like basic shit.
Yeah, where's
like
their flying cars and like fucking silver jumpsuits and shit? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All Chinese people should have the same bowl cut, which I guess they're halfway there. That's the only one they have done so far.
Yeah.
Food should be pellets.
Yeah.
You know, like the Jetsons.
You should all have a water bottle you suck off of. Mm-hmm. You should live in hamster cages.
Yeah. You should have a sexy robot maid you can fuck
through all day long.
Yeah.
I saw Ernest today.
Oh yeah, you went to Amber's new apartment.
Yeah, to get my mail.
Nice. And how's Ernest looking?
You know, he's like making his way around the place. He seems depressed.
He's figuring it out. He misses you.
He misses his old, you know.
Yeah.
He had a place already.
Yeah, that's his place.
He was happy with Ernest's place.
That's where he thought he was going to die.
Tuesday on ABC.
Yeah. It's actually incredible he didn't die in that apartment.
It'd be great if Ernest had a bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be cool.
Yeah. Cat bartender.
Yeah. A little bow tie on his
head. Yeah,
yeah. A vest. That would be awesome.
He's knocking things over.
R.I.P. Ernest.
Are you going to get a... You should get a fucking cat, dude.
No, I'm not getting... Now that I have a nice fucking place, I'm never going to do anything to you know, have hair all over the place.
Yeah, like have friends over.
Yeah, I'll have friends over. We should do some kind of pay-per-view thing.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I think they canceled Canelo Glove.
They did.
That sucks, dude. Fucking...
Because Canelo...
He was taking
steroids, yeah.
And said it was tainted meat.
He's a motherfucker, dude.
Well, of course he was going to do steroids. He got his fucking nuts whipped by... Triple G.
Well, it was a tie, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
yeah, it was bullshit.
He got fucked up.
Yeah, he got fucked up.
And he just like wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the shit. Of course he did steroids. Although it'd be nice. I mean, if all the multiple boxers have said it's tainted meat in Mexico, shouldn't everybody be jacked?
Wait, they're tainting the meat with fucking
steroids.
No, they were saying it's steroids. They got steroids.
They got steroid
meat in Mexico.
Meat in Mexico.
That's what. But I mean,
yeah, but like
lying.
He's like
fellas. We got to take a trip down there.
Yeah.
To Mexico. To Tijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's from Tijuana, I think.
I don't know where he's from.
He's from like Baja. California.
I'm worried about doing steroids because of the heart thing.
You're worried about it because you are doing steroids.
Well.
You're considering it?
I mean, I've done a little bit. I did one cycle just to wake up.
When you were younger?
Take the edge off. No.
No, like
over the last couple months.
3 days ago.
You did a cycle?
Yeah. Why do you think I'm so jacked?
Where'd you get it?
I'm at the gym.
Some guy gave it to you?
Yeah, you just go up to the guy and be like, "What's you got?"
She's the most Italian looking guy.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't do steroids. My old gym, there used to be like some WAP trainer that would fucking offer steroids to.
Mm-hmm.
I
He's like, I got GHB.
He's
steroids.
Like, for you personally, I would recommend. Yeah. I sell two things.
The date rape drug and steroids.
Steroids and crack cocaine.
Listen, we should go to Mexico, though.
I heard that you can do GHB, like, recreationally if you don't drink.
Me and Adam were talking about going to Greece.
Yeah, we want to go to Greece.
Let's go to Greece. Of course.
I said me and Adam.
Wait, you're going to go without me? You're going to go to Greece without me?
Well, that's for our band. Yeah, we're
in a band.
We have to do band practice.
Let me be the tambourine guy.
You got to get a full drum kit.
I'll buy a full drum kit.
Actually, if you got a drum kit, we should start the World's Worst Band.
I mean, I would be
just
so
no
bad
no idea
drums.
How to play the instrument.
I mean, I can't play anything.
30 to start your first band.
Let's do it, dude. Let's go get drums.
I'm going to buy something else. I'll buy a bassoon.
Drums.
Get a sax.
What is a bassoon? Got a reed? You can't play a reeded instrument.
Why not?
Get a trumpet.
Did you do band in high school?
Dude, I have no musical ability whatsoever.
We need drums, dude. There's got
to
be some kind of
percussive
element.
Didn't you have to take some sort of art selective
in
high school?
What I'll do. I'll get one of those really simple...
Drums are easy, dude. No, I'll get the drum kit. We'll keep it at your apartment. I'll come over and play the drums. Teach it.
We will keep it at your apartment.
I don't have
room. You have the biggest place now.
I could do it in my second room here.
Ooh, that's
Adam's place is bigger
studio.
Than my place.
Right,
we could do a little studio.
My apartment is probably bigger than this, but this living room is much bigger than mine.
Yeah. Your living room's small, but your bedroom's big.
My big bedroom.
I will play jumps in your bedroom.
All right. Well we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back in a minute. Wait, no, we don't have to take a break. I'll just...
Do
hey, guys, what kind of underwear are you using?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had to piss.
Oh, right, I do. But fuck it. Let me
just pee
this.
Your pants. Just
guys, whatever underwear you're wearing right now, shit them off your
it's
body.
Bullshit.
Just go, dump
just,
them off.
Just
fuck
fucking
that
shit so hard they explode. And go to macweldon.com and get yourself a pair of unshittable underwear. claims of unshittable underwear are not verified by MacWeldon. MacWeldon underwear is the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, hoodies that you'll ever own. They look good. They're easy to order online. I got some online myself. It's a very simple shopping experience, easier than Amazon, who I am currently having another issue with over UPS. Refusing to deliver things to my house and putting them in a drop point. But you won't experience that with Mac Weldon.
Absolutely not.
Because they respect their customers, unlike Amazon. They have a silver line of shirts and underwear that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they suck the stink off of your fetid body.
Your little, yeah.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Think of the bacteria as little dicks. Mm-hmm. The silver lining sucks those dicks off.
Silver Linings Playbook. That's a movie that came out. Not only do Mac Weldon's clothes, which are designed with premium fabrics in mind, not only do they look good and feel good, but they perform well too. You can take them out on a date, take them to the gym, take them anywhere. They feel great. They look great. So check them out, MacWeldon.com, and use promo code CUMTOWN, CUMTOWN, to get 20% off your order. And guess what? If you don't like your first pair, you can call up Mac Weldon, tell him, hey, you know, I'm not really feeling it, and they'll refund you,
I'm
no questions asked, and you can keep the underwear. So again, MacWeldon.com, promo code CUMTOWN. Check them out. All right, thanks. And we're back.
Nice. Do you not have to piss?
That's
I have
like
to piss.
The
I do have to piss,
horn.
But you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go. No, we're going.
I have to. All right,
everybody has to piss. Hand me the cake.
No, I want the cake.
Okay. Can I have like a little piece?
Cake is
you're just trying to do all the things that I'm doing.
No, this cake is mine, bitch. I had the cake
he's
first.
He's copying.
Yeah, he's copying me. I have to piss. Now I have to eat the cake.
This is my cake, bitch.
See, now I go to take a drink and he copies me.
God damn. It's like that.
I need another La Croix. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, I have to piss.
So I'm alone right now on the show? All right. So this is what everyone wanted. This is what the fans have been writing in for. Finally, the Adam Friedland moment on the show. This is where I can tell my true feelings. You just kicked my fucking dog food over. Anyway, why'd you leave my fridge open? And you brought the whole cake out?
Whose La Croix is this?
I don't know.
They're all dented up?
That's not mine.
This
one's
This one was mine? Was that one mine?
That was yours. Anyway, we're back.
Sorry about the dog food. I'm sure the dog will eat it off
She'll
the floor.
Eat it off the floor. Yo, but don't leave the fridge open, dude.
No, sorry.
And you brought the whole cake.
I was worried that the show was going to go bad without me, so I had to rush back over here. Well, bitch, look who's back, and look who has two LaCroix. And no, it's not.
Yeah, huh?
This one is?
This is the dented one.
Oh, how did it get over here? Well, give me the new one.
Why'd you get the...
Guess who has two LaCroix and the rest of the cake, bitch?
I don't care.
While you were in the bathroom trying to find your tiny penis.
This is all the cake I want. I don't want a whole cake.
Yeah, well, I want the whole fucking cake, and I'm going to eat it.
No competition.
Because it's my birthday.
It was Adam's birthday.
My birthday.
That's the cake his girlfriend
made.
Well,
when it's my friend's birthday, it's my birthday, as the saying goes.
Yep.
That's the old expression we all know and love. What's yours is mine.
That's so true.
Su casa es mi casa.
Mm-hmm. I want to start becoming one of those birthday month girls.
You are one of those birthday month girls.
I dated a birthday month girl and she was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. They're the worst kind of girls.
Huh?
What'd you do for the birthday month?
Mostly got yelled at.
It's really? My fucking birthday!
It's like, no, it's actually 3.5 weeks from now.
One time I dumped a girl like 3 weeks before Valentine's Day, and she's like, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. Are you going to do this to me?
That's the thing, man. It's like fucking when you get to an adult, time moves so fast. There's literally no time you can break. There's like 3 days out of the year you can break up with
it. Yeah, yeah, it's true. I was like, actually, Martin Luther King Day is sooner than Valentine's Day, technically.
It's fucking Bastille Day, you asshole.
You're going to break up with me on Arbor Day? You know I love fucking trees. You motherfucker.
You really love trees? Oh, Afro,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's so true, man.
Yeah, dude. He was going to do all those things, and then he got
Afro
high.
Afro man loves trees, brother.
I was going to suck a dick, but then I got high.
I was going to live life as a homosexual man.
But then I got high.
I was going to be happy for the first time.
When I was
time.
In eighth grade, I was like, this is the coolest song.
Hey, hey. Oh, yeah. That was definitely in the what was the movie we were talking about? Carlito's Way Zone.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Afro Man, you throw Carlito's Way.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, what a good
play thing. Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi was dope.
This is delectable.
I know. It's a good cake. I had plenty of it.
Dasha
You're not making me jealous at
made
all.
Made a really nice
I
cake.
I love having the entire cake to myself.
I don't give a fuck. You're just eating Adam's cake.
Oh, God.
That cream cheese frosting.
And
is
you're putting your fingers all over the fucking plate like an asshole.
You know what makes it better? Is that there's more of it.
I don't give a fuck. I had
so
plenty.
Much cake left.
Mm. God damn.
Shout out to Dasha for making a good ass cake.
It's good in a way that you couldn't tell if you only had a tiny piece.
That's absolutely untrue.
Yeah, it's
and I had a big ass piece, by the way, motherfucker. Thought I had a little piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, bitch.
This has got carrots in it.
It's a carrot cake, but it has coconut and
crushed tropical,
pineapple.
It's
yeah,
a tropical
I tasted the pineapple. I think I just ate some pineapple.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very tropical.
It's refreshing.
Kind of a tropical carrot cake.
God damn.
It's basically like eating fruit.
I love sweets. I've been watching, I've been watching a lot of?
It's good for you.
Is Beyond Belief Fact or Fiction with Jonathan Frakes.
What is that, like one of those Ripley's Believe It or Not shows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like, he comes out and then he'll like set up like one of these vignettes. And you have to guess whether or not the story happens real.
That
show
was
great. The first season was hosted by James Brolin.
Mm-hmm.
And then they replaced him with Jonathan Frakes, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. But it's like he has this room that he's in.
Yes.
And they set up all like the short movies or whatever with like him describing the thing, but there's like something related to the story in the room,
Like an object.
So there's one that was like a dessert case from a diner. And then Jonathan Frakes comes out into camera. He's like, dessert. The final meal? Or is it? Josh something Scarelli, found out the hard way that eating dessert might not be so sweet after all.
He just died of diabetes in old age.
Yeah, yeah. And then they play the movie or whatever, and it's like, is that possible? Two men engaged in a homosexual relationship? I'm Jonathan Frakes. This is fact or fact?
That was a fucking good ass. That was a good ass TV show. That was in.
Yeah.
I feel like that was in the WB late night rotation, right?
Yeah,
sort of after Star Trek Voyager,
after the Steve Harvey show.
Steve Harvey show.
Jonathan Frakes rules.
I don't know who he is.
He's Commander Riker from Star Trek.
Oh, yes. Ooh. Oh, it's all coming together now. Mm-hmm. I did love that shit.
He's the Barack Obama of the Star Trek universe.
That's true. That is true, dude.
No.
You're not wrong by saying that.
No, it's a smart statement.
In what sense is that? Is he that?
Everybody likes him.
Everyone likes
even
him.
Even though he's a warmonger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even though he droned a fucking Klingon wedding.
That episode where he has to go on the Klingon ship, they have to like trade officers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then he mutinies the Klingon ship, but to save everybody. And it's like, damn, Riker's cool as shit.
Yeah.
And he's smarter than everybody.
Yeah, and he's named after the prison, Riker's Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Imagine, you'd be funny, like a Star Trek nerd, like getting charged with a child pornography crime. They're like, we're sentencing you to 12 months on Riker's Island. He's like, oh boy, this is going to be great. And then he gets there, and there's some black guy's like, you know, like, this is a motherfucker, this is a baby rapist. And he's like,
I'm looking for
live long and prosper.
He tries to put a death grip on him, and he gets raped immediately.
Riker's Island. Oh fuck, I wish that wasn't so funny that I couldn't do the bit.
It's too funny. It's so dweebishly funny.
Oh boy. Riker's Island.
Oh man, I loved
just being raped.
What?
Oh, this isn't what I was holodeck. Expecting.
Yeah. I better not be really getting raped.
You can call me Data. Shut up. Your name's Claire.
Very logical. Yeah. What was I going to say? I woke up. I had that birthday party on Friday night.
Tell us about your birthday.
Sounded fun.
No,
man.
It was my friend ruined the party.
Tell the story.
Must have been cool to have all your friends that you love.
No, I was bummed one because Stav
to be there
couldn't be there, and you had to leave early, and then my worst friend showed up and then just started hitting my girlfriend and abusing my dog.
Nice.
And we had to ask him to leave. It was really depressing. Anyway, so but next day I woke up really hungover. And then we watched this. I guess it's the newest episode of Law and Order SVU, but it was a dramatic turn for Mr. Will Sasso from Matt
Hell
TV.
Yes,
fame.
I love that they do that.
Yeah,
they just have comedians be in this shit. And I saw one where Jim Gaffigan like killed his wife or some shit.
Really?
Yeah. There was two comedians in that one. It was Jim Gaffigan and some. I can't remember who else. It was really fucking weird.
I was pretty stoned, and it seemed like Will Sasso was playing for comedy.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like he was like doing the dramatic parts a little too dramatic, and it seemed like maybe he was just not taking it completely seriously. But it was a wild app. Wild app.
What did Will Sasso do?
How about this? Will Fatso.
Will Fatso, yeah.
Has anyone thought of that?
Stav has.
Probably you.
Stav has a list of fat, bald guys on his enemies.
Oh, okay. Why do I have that? Mm. That's not what I'm like at all.
You're like, I'm going to
I'm not competing with the same... For the same
yes,
roles.
You are. No, you
I'm
wish
not.
You had the cake, and you're competing with Will Sasso.
Cake is right here. I can have it.
You could not have it.
I have plenty of cake here still.
your hands are too fat to grip the cake.
If anything, my hands have adapted to be specifically for cake and cake-related
things. They're too robust.
No, the cake robusto. That's right. I have robusto-ass hands. Nah, dude.
Fuck.
My hands are... fucking formulated for snacking, my friend.
Yeah.
Damn, I want wings now.
You should have like a tube that protrudes from your mouth to suck up crumbs.
I don't really want, like an anteater. I should evolve.
That'd be cool.
My nose should turn into a fucking trunk crumbs.
Yeah. And for eating puss.
Oh,
yeah, you get that long ass tongue.
Click tickling.
So we're supposed to believe evolution is real. Yet look at me. 472 pounds. Well, how come I don't have a trunk to suck up peanuts? I would never be able to climb a tree in my life. I don't eat bananas or any type of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I eat nothing but candy and Cinnabon. I believe personally that I identify more with an elephant. Mm-hmm. Big old pussy lip ears.
Oh, yeah. You just want to fuck those sexy ass ears.
They're the coolest animals, man.
They eat elephants? The girl elephants them. Eat each other's pussies. With
you know what
trunks.
I think the coolest animal are?
Yeah, that's sick.
Women.
Awesome.
That's right, ladies. I respect you.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah. And consider you animals.
That's fucked up that people criticize us for you know, making problematic jokes, misogyny. And
do people not criticize us for that?
I don't think they really do either.
They criticize us for
ironic racism.
Is that it?
I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know. I get who accused of being a Strasserite all the time.
Oh, Strasserite, yeah. Because you're like
Strass what?
He's like racist, but he believes in universal health care.
It means racist, but chill.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Like a chill racist. Like nice. He still blazes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So basically just that guy's between us and libertarians is a Strasser guy, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Elephants are also cool because they jack off by slamming their dicks against their stomachs really hard.
Hell yes!
It's really cool.
Like they just whip their cocks off?
If you look on YouTube, it's pretty cool.
I get out of the shower, that's how I dry off.
Really?
You ever do that move? I used to love doing that when I was like a teenager, just whipping my my junk back and forth in a funny way.
Who doesn't like fucking doing the old helicopter? You know?
Yeah. No hands. You use your hips to just smack it between your ass and your stomach.
Sometimes it would hit my nuts though, and that would,
yeah, you do that. Yeah, that you sucks. Let your nuts fly around.
I don't like my nuts.
Make that
hit.
Awful noise. I do that. I wear basketball shorts and then smack my nuts.
That is
on
a
my
horrible
ass.
Noise. Yeah. It's like a fucking.
It's a good way to intimidate people.
Yeah,
I like an ape.
Yeah, I like going side to side, just having it hit your thigh.
Yeah.
Front, it's back, really, side to side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
That's a good way to attract women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You pull your dick out, you pull your cock out, you start slapping it around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
These are Brooklyn dating tips. This is how you date.
That's how I get pregnant.
You're in the coolest city in America. Yeah.
Definitely come over here. Definitely take a look at this.
Do you see this?
Definitely whipping my dick around.
If the nice thing about being uncircumcised is that if I whip my dick around, there's a nice breeze.
Mm-hmm.
And my dick will just inflate like a balloon.
you should have that like
about instead of
like those chairs. You know those chairs.
Gay
that
Jack Nicholson. It's Jack Nicholson who fucks retarded guys.
Oh yeah. What would he be like?
Ray, why don't you come over here and add up all these inches with your ass? definitely.
Technically, that still is a type of gay Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to add the part I like is the part where you're mentally retarded.
He's gay if for retards.
Yeah. Oh, three fucking retarded women, too. Yeah.
If you could do me a favor and struggle to get halfway through the alphabet, that would be just peaches for me. definitely can do that. Definitely can do that for you.
Don't know past K. Definitely
can't do more than K. A, B, C, D.
Oh, yeah, brother. that's what we call a refillable Jack Nicholson type of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a plug and play.
Like your ass. That's what we call your ass also.
A real plug and play.
Plug and play.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind plugging and playing down there at the home for disabled adults, if you know what I mean. They don't have any locks on the outsides of the doors because they can't figure out the knobs, so there's no reason for them. You can just waltz right in and take your pick of the litter.
A bunch of unsupervised retarded people.
That's how it used to be, dude, back in the 60s.
Milling around a building they can't get in or out of.
They just put them in a room and they'd be like, all right, shit yourselves.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Go ahead and play with your shit. You know?
Damn. All you need is a fence, really.
Now we know the answer is to just put them in minimum wage positions where you don't actually have to pay them any money, and then you put one or two in the commercials, and that's more humane.
It's true.
So use them for slave labor.
That's right. Well, my groceries aren't going to be poorly bagged themselves. You know what I'm saying? What other industries? I feel like I see a lot of mentally challenged grocers.
Mm-hmm. Like baggers.
How about President of the United States?
Shit, dude. Now we're really going to get in trouble.
Finally, let's get into it, guys.
Now we're really going to get in trouble, dude.
Oh, and how about fucking...
Yeah, how about Downsold Trump? Has anyone called him that yet? Hashtag resist.
It's fucking sick. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah. What about fucking
Ellen DeGeneres releases her nude slur for Donald Downzel Trump? Yeah, because he's a fucking retard, huh? Great.
Dernald Trump.
Yeah.
What about, since we're in the politics corner, our boy, our favorite politician,
Mark Zuckerberg,
Speaker of the House,
Paul Ryan, he's retiring.
Because my man with the stash, pussy-eating iron stash, got him scared, dude.
Is that why?
I don't know, but
it's cool that he's retiring. He doesn't want to get blamed for, who cares? Anyway.
It would be great if Trump does like a night of long knives on the FBI.
Where he just like murders 100 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That would not be chill, man.
It wouldn't be chill. It'd be cool if it would be Trump... funny if that happened to the FBI.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It is so funny that Democrats are like, how dare they talk shit about the FBI?
Yeah, yeah. They're like pro FBI.
The FBI. Yeah, it's so tried to get MLK to kill himself.
Yeah, they tried to entrap like pedophiles.
They inspect female bodies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not true. That part. Okay, now I'm going to piss.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Whoa, dude, whoa. Shit. Watch whoa. It, man. Whoa, on, Maron. Spill the oof. Oof, Maron.
Yeah. So, politics corner, because now we've got the real politics heads.
Now it's the smart boys.
Mark Zuckerberg spoke before Congress yesterday.
Talk to him, Adam. What did you feel about it?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, speak.
I feel like it's anti-Semitism gone mad.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right. Go off, queen.
All types of discrimination are illegal now, especially post-Me Too, except for one. Anti-Semitism is the last... Right. Technically legal, written into the law.
where the fuck are the Winklevoss twins or whatever?
Yeah,
the
Winklevoss twins, exactly. Who are clearly their grandparents didn't do anything wrong between the years 1931 and 1945.
Two perfect blonde twins.
Oh, just on a rowboat together, sucking each other off. Yeah, fuck
killing
them.
Gypsies.
Did you see someone? Dennis Miller, did you see that Dennis Miller tweet?
Salute to Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller tweeted, he said, the Winklevoss twins haven't been this happy since they went on a double date with the Barbie twins.
Got him.
Which were, I believe they were like two girls that were twins with fake tits in like 1993. They were kind of famous.
Oh, are those real? I thought that he was just talking about the doll Barbie.
No, I think that they were like kind of like porny looking.
Nice.
They were famous for about 6 months in the early 90s. Hell yeah.
Do you ever have a phase where you beat off to like real fake looking bitches?
Of course.
Like
that's the first kind of girl that you think is hot.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, like Janet Jameson, Pamela Anderson.
But like later in life, did you ever... Return
oh, like return, like for old school sake?
Just for old time's
sometimes.
Sake.
Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah.
I'm past that now. Yeah. But I did. Nick, what about you?
About what?
Did you ever beat off to like big fake plastic titty looking Barbie doll bitches?
I tried jacking up to Stormy Daniels a couple weeks ago.
Out of a civic pride.
Yeah.
Out of civic duty.
I'm sure her numbers on Pornhub have gone
up. Skyrocketed.
For sure.
Because I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels. That can't be her real name.
Yeah.
That's got to be.
No, just like Tom Cruise, that's her real name, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the more I think about it, because you
feel
said
like
that
we didn't
last.
Put enough time in on Downzel Trump.
You want to hit that for a couple minutes?
Let's go. Let's play that. Let's just tap that key.
Okay. Let's see here.
Huge.
Family big wee.
Hold on.
Bigly.
Big wee.
Big wee. We're gonna walk her up.
All right.
It's just gonna
somewhere.
Be. Well, let me figure out a divorce because when I tell you, everyone's gonna love it.
It works.
It's gonna be beautiful.
Nick's doing a great. The mannerisms of Trump with a retarded voice.
He's got a little.
It's gonna be beautiful.
That's better. There you go.
We're getting there. It's very close.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very close. Let me tell you, it's gonna be the best type. Of combination between two impressions that anyone's ever done.
Mm-hmm. What are the Mexicans? What are they bringing over?
A Hispanic retarded Donald Trump?
No. He's asking you. He's prompting.
I'm asking.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to get baroque as hell.
No.
Be a fucking artist.
No, that would be wild.
Que tipo de... No, yeah,
too much.
Too far.
You're barely... Yeah. We're Icarus right now, dude. Yeah, no, we flew too close to the motherfucking sun, dude. Yeah.
To the orange face.
The big Cheeto in the sky.
Yeah.
Got him.
I'll tell you, here we go. We got to get these goddamn Mexicans out of the country, bringing their city candy in here.
That's right.
What I was thinking. It's the worst fucking candy I've ever
that's
had.
That's what
in
I tried to say.
I know. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I knew you were trying to set me up.
The bad candy. Yeah. The chicle.
I don't like it. The beans, they make you go, you fought? That's pretty funny. I will give them that. That is a funny thing to happen. But, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're going to build that wall. Wego by Wego.
tell us about how girls treat you when you're famous. What's that like?
Oh, you can do anything. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Grab him by the pussy all the way up here. So grab him by the pussy and then he's grabbing the tit.
He thinks the tits are
so like shitting their pussies.
Yeah.
Donald?
Are you great? What?
Do they let them shit in your pussy?
I don't know. I don't even want to be doing this.
I take them.
I didn't mean it when I said we didn't spend enough time on Dawson.
I think it's good that we let it run.
Yeah. That's really going to take him down.
He's Cumtown calls him a retard. How funny it would be if he does. He's like, he hears it somehow and then he kills himself and then everybody has to apologize to me.
It's like the scene at the end of Star Wars where they're giving us like sashes.
Yeah.
Ewoks are dead. Yeah. We beat Trump by calling him retarded.
Can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, those hell-bent girls have to burn all their podcasting equipment
because
they call them a literal fucked shit.
But they can't say
human
retarded. You're not on Twitter anymore, but someone did like a list. They're like, "All right, here's a list of non-problematic insults," and it was
shit, baby.
Yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because like all that like piss baby and shit baby, literal human garbage, it all became like trite immediately, and it's like just being used by people that are dorks.
Yeah 9 years later.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like on par with like ass clown, you know, like going around saying that shit now. Still.
Ass clown, I feel like homophobic kind of thing, no?
Yeah.
Like you get real funny in your ass.
Your ass?
It's a real circus in that ass.
In one of the Greek words for gay guy... Like a derisive is bisoglendi, which means...
Butt pirate.
Which means behind party.
Behind
he's
party.
Having a party from behind.
Party in his ass.
Yeah, which is actually pretty
It also
pretty
means
beautiful.
Mullet.
Huh?
It also means mullet.
Bisoglendis? Yeah. In Greece, the only guys who are allowed to have mullets are
gay guys.
Yeah. Or just a straight guy that gets fucked in the ass once.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Business up front, party in the back. That would also be like an assless business suit.
That's right.
Full business suit.
Can you imagine that?
That would be awesome.
Just a fucking Armani power suit. You turn around.
See the cheeks. It's just mesh in the ass.
No, it's just cut out completely. This is the commercial for that. The guy at the office just
that's
hitting
really
somebody's
good,
card, then walking away.
You should put that in like an SNL package.
He's farting
hilarious.
And shitting.
Business in the front, party in the back.
We do things a little different around here.
Oh, yeah.
We're a fun office.
Cowboy boots, power suit, assless.
Mm-hmm. Asshole, you know. Just fucking
right.
Feeling that breeze.
Top hat.
Yeah.
A top hat with a glory hole in it. So you just squat in between your two friends. And one of them sticks his cock through the hat, and then the other guy sucks it off.
Mm-hmm. So the hole is in the top of the top hat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Look, kid, I don't have fucking time. I've been podcasting 25 years. I don't have time to do every single fucking bit.
We'll get AutoCAD up. We'll draw some prototypes.
He's gonna eat your permanent rock. He's gonna suck you off permanent rock. He's got this Apollo guy. He's got HIV. You get in the ring with him, it's a death sentence.
But I, as long as he doesn't mix blood with me.
No, it's in his sweat too, Rock. I'm telling you.
Don't use the toilet seats after queers, Rock.
I don't know how you even know about this, Mick. It's 1977.
I got a bad feeling, Rock.
I got a bad feeling about these fairies, Rock.
I'm in one of them buyer's clubs. Look at me. I'm 34 years old.
Hell yeah. Salute to that guy who's got a great name and he fucked a lot. We discussed him already.
Yeah, Burgess Meredith.
Burgess Meredith. Hell yeah.
I don't even know where you got that information.
It's out there.
Apparently,
man.
He fucked a lot. If that's all you know about Burgess Meredith, then you have access to that information.
I bet you if you look it up, just like the Morgan Freeman thing, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Morgan fucks.
The first time I met Burgess Meredith, I could tell he fucked a lot.
This guy fucks.
This man has a lot of sex.
Fuck, dude. I ate this cake and it's kind of slowing me down here.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I've been slow all day. Because I can't have caffeine anymore. I've been drinking fucking hibiscus tea.
Is that caffeine free?
It's like flowers.
Yeah, you're drinking flower. Flowers.
Motherfucker. How does that feel?
I'm becoming so pissed right now. Good for my blood pressure.
Drink a cup of hot flour.
Drink a cup of hot.
Some daisies.
P-I-S-E.
Hey, Nick.
Peace.
Did your boyfriend get you that?
Oh, no, yeah.
I wish he did.
Sicky now. You got him, dude.
My boyfriend didn't give me anything.
What about this song? My penis. I just fucked a man with my penis. Like Maria. I just met a girl. You know?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you know.
I like that one, man.
There hasn't been a good song in a while, I don't feel.
From us?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. We did
Achy Breaky Heart. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was
but
good.
You know what?
My sucky fucky dick. Nah, what was it?
I have a higher standard, I think. And
shut the fuck up.
No, I'm serious. There's only one or two a year that really get me, and I feel like...
Dude, I thought the...
Sucky fucky dick or whatever we said was really good.
I thought Stav's... The Werewolves in London.
What
was
happened?
Really good.
Yeah. What happened to Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos?
They're out there. They're not there.
Bring them back.
Where the fuck are Dunkaroos?
They still are. You're just in the fucking gym drinking fucking flowers and shit. Mm-hmm. You're not in the Dunkaroo universe. I'm very much in there.
He's there.
The Dunkaroo universe.
I'm in
the
Dunkaroo
Kevin Smith's production company. The Dunkaroo universe.
What should my company be called, guys?
View Dunkaroo.
Stabby Baby Enterprises.
It's so funny that Kevin Smith had a huge heart attack.
Did he?
Yeah, he almost died.
Was it
recently?
From poning his wife's
pussy?
Yeah,
like the last 2 weeks. His fucking heart like just almost completely blew up.
Well, he's massively
fat. Funny? I mean,
fat.
That makes so much sense.
Well, he lost weight.
Did he?
And then,
he looks better?
I mean, he looks like somebody that lost weight, but is fat.
That's true. Stav, it's dangerous to lose the weight.
I'll never lose the weight. But
Stav's,
promise
Stav
me.
Lost, you used to be like 100 pounds bigger, and you kind of like cinched
not
100. Up. Yeah, you were like 340, right?
I was close to 100 pounds fatter than this, yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Close.
340?
Probably my absolute highest, yes.
Wow. Yeah. I sort of remember that.
I was fattish. Dude, I was looking for some old like picture through Facebook, and I was just scrolling. It was... horrific stuff, dude. Like I was wearing like all my dress pants were just sweatpants that like those fake fat guy they all have elastic waistbands.
Elastic,
yeah, but it's khakis.
Ooh.
Oh man. And I was just like, I was wearing some
Oshkosh,
of the same shirts I wear
adults,
now, but
yeah.
Just packed to the brim, dude.
Oof.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was funny how fat you were.
I know.
My friend Brendan used to laugh
of a
at
waddle.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, you had a waddle.
Yeah, you were walking. We were all hanging out, and you were walking back to your car, and like Brendan was driving me somewhere, and he like pointed. He was like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, fuck Brendan, dude. Yeah. He was bald.
Yeah,
and fucking ugly. Fuck that piece of shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you were waddling.
Yeah, whatever, man. He can suck my nuts.
You're also bald.
Nah, I'm not. I got plenty of hair. I could grow it out any fucking day now, pal.
Yeah.
And it would look good.
Well, we've reached the end of our allotted time. allotment. Yeah. So I'll leave you guys with this. Remember that show 7 Days on UPN?
No. What was that about?
It was about a time machine that could only go back in time 7 days.
Oh, was that? Yes.
Yeah. It was not Anthony LaPaglia. It was like John LaPaglia that was one of his LaPaglia brothers or whatever the fuck played him. And
that was late in the UPN game.
I tried going back to find that show because I remember enjoying it. That and Sentinel, and I couldn't find either of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll have to be how this one ends.
When's the next show? Oh, and so thanks everyone who come to Funny Moms. We're going to start doing 8 o'clock. Not doors at 8. We'll probably get, I guess, say doors at 7:30.
I guess people have jobs and stuff, and it's better for the show to end at 10.
So the 23rd. So far we've booked Mateo Lane and Tim Dillon. We say people are going to come, and then our friends cancel on us. Sorry, but it'll be a good show
People cancel a lot. It happens all the
time. But we think they're coming. I don't know. Do you have anything else
coming
up?
I hate to cancel. That's like a Chinese person that's cancer.
So, yeah, Tim Dillon, Mateo Lane. I'm trying to see if anyone else is booked. Whatever. Yeah. What day is that? The
26th?
The 23rd.
Cool. All right.
23rd of the month.
The 23rd.
Okay.
All right. Bye.